There was a recent news item that the number of snake bites, rattlesnake bites, and fatalities from rattlesnake bites is up this year. It may have to do with the heat wave we had a while back. But regardless of the reason, this reminds you that even though we spread goodwill to snakes every day, we still have to be heedful around them. Reminds me of the time when I first went to Wat Damasitit. A lot of snakes would come out. I'd be doing walking meditation, then I'd notice that there was a cobra lying next to my meditation path. I'd be walking on my way to the bathroom, and a snake would zip between my legs. I mentioned this to a John Fung, and he said, yes, we do have a lot of snakes around here. Be careful. But then it happened every day, to the point where he said, this is not normal. They're coming to check you out. So he had me memorize Murubake, the Kanda Barita, with goodwill for snakes. So I did. I chanted it every day, and the number of snake sightings went down. But I still had to be careful. Every time I went into the bathroom, I had to check to make sure a snake hadn't gotten in first. This illustrates an important principle. We have goodwill for all beings, but we also have to exercise good judgment around them. Sometimes people think that when we have goodwill for all beings, it means we stop using our powers of judgment. Part of the problem may be the translation for metta as loving kindness gives you the impression that you have to love all beings. The Buddha never said you have to love all beings. The word for love in Pali, bhema, as the Buddha said, is a partial attitude. You like love some people and you don't love other people. And it can cause you to have all sorts of unfair judgments. If you love X, somebody else mistreats X, you're going to hate that person. If you love X, somebody else treats X well, you're going to love that person. If you hate X, other people mistreat X, you're going to like those people. But if there are other people who love X, you're going to hate them. It's all very arbitrary, love. And it doesn't use much judgment. But goodwill is an attitude you can have for all. But it doesn't mean you have to like people or love them. You're basically wishing, may they be happy. And you remember, how do people become happy? It's by acting on skillful intentions. So you're basically saying, may this person understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on them. And if they've been misbehaving, treating other people poorly or cruelly, you're hoping that they'll see the error of their ways. If there's anything you can do to help them in that direction, you're happy to do it. But just to recognize that their behavior has been poor and has been cruel. So you still use your powers of judgment. Remember, the Buddha would have you be very careful in judging who you should associate with, the people you go to for advice, the people you try to emulate. You have to use your powers of judgment. I knew a scholar one time whose field was Mahayana Buddhism, and she asked me, where in the Pali Canon does the Buddha say you shouldn't judge people, because this is a very Mahayana attitude. There's only one passage I could find where the Buddha says, don't judge other people's attainments, especially those who have died, as they may have gained a noble attainment right before death. You have no way of knowing. But as for whether people are worth associating with, you use your powers of judgment. This is one of the basic principles. Sevana, jabalana, banditana, jasevana. Not hanging out with fools, associating with wise people. This is a way that you bless yourself. The trick, of course, is knowing how to use your powers of judgment wisely, because all too often our likes and dislikes can be pretty arbitrary. If you dislike someone for arbitrary reasons, it's going to be hard to have goodwill for them. You make it easier if you reflect, does this person have some good habits? Why do I dislike this person? There's somebody that I can see that they have their redeeming qualities. So goodwill has to be paired with good judgment. And you have to train your powers of judgment. Ask yourself, what are your standards? But it gives standards for judging other people. People who like to listen to the Dharma are better to hang out with than people who don't like to listen to the Dharma. People who have listened to the Dharma and then think about it, reflect on it, want to discuss it within reason, are better than people who don't. People who practice the Dharma are better than people who don't. Because after all, the people you hang out with, the people you go to for advice, the people you emulate, are the people that you become. You pick up their values, you pick up their habits, sometimes without thinking. There's a passage from Dogen, where he says, you walk through the fog, and your robes get wet, even without you realizing it. In the same way, you hang out with other people, you pick up their habits without realizing it. So you have to be very careful. Learn to test your powers of judgment. And that way your goodwill becomes wise. Because you remember, you're extending goodwill to others, not for their sake, not because they're good or because they deserve it. Sometimes you hear it said that we're all one, so we have to have goodwill for everybody because we're all one. The Buddha never taught that. The Buddha never said you're doing it for them. You're doing it because you have some dangers inside yourself. It's very easy when you have ill will for others to mistreat them. That then becomes your karma. So the dangers are not all in the other people. The dangers are also within you. So goodwill has to be paired with heedfulness. Good powers of judgment. Reflect on that passage, Rudra. Start out with goodwill for all the families of snakes, all beings, beings with no feet, beings with two, beings with four, beings with many. And reflect on the fact that creepy, crawly creatures have their limits, whereas the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha are without limit. You take refuge in their qualities. And then at the end, it says, may the beings depart. In other words, you realize the cases where hanging around with one another is not going to be good. You wish them well, and may they go away. May they be happy wherever they go. May you be happy wherever you go.